What's up, everyone? Fourth episode of Wake Up. I want to talk about equality again. And this kind of comes off the back of my discussion earlier about the right to discriminate, the right to choose. And the title of this talk is Equality Breeds Conformity. The essence of this talk is about reinforcing the importance of freedom and optimizing for that in society, or you know, in whatever organized collective we choose to operate in as human beings, versus optimizing for a society that leads towards equality or conformity, which I think is a very, very dangerous way of running a society. So I've got some notes here which I'll refer to as we're talking through this. So, you know, if you want to create a society full of drones who all think the same, do the same and perform in the same way, you optimize for equality instead of freedom. There's a high probability that it'll be potentially more efficient, very clinical, but also very sterile. But hey, at least the overlords who are running the show, they won't have much problems keeping the sheeple in line. Now, if you want to create a society full of expressive individuals who think differently, who create, who innovate, then you want to optimize for freedom and not equality. Granted, it's a little bit more messy. It doesn't scale very well in the sense that, it only really works in, these sort of locales, on a local level. But it's colorful, it's melodic, and it's exploratory in nature. And those overlords, they don't have as much of an easy time as, managing free, voluntary individuals. So, I know some people are going to say, what about the difference of equality of outcome and equality of opportunity, and look, I hear you, but I don't want to get into that here, otherwise it'll turn into a whole hour conversation. I'll do a video dedicated to digging in around these notions of equality of outcome and equality of opportunity, and I want to sort of slide in fairness and freedom, because I think fairness and freedom are what breed opportunity. And move the conversation away from this notion, this unnatural notion of equality. But for now, I want to build a base of importance around the notion of freedom and show where equality and conformity get us. And I want to pierce that veil for equality and conformity, which is something that we're just seeing spread across all of society at the moment. So what we're doing right now, and what's spreading is, this removal of people's agency and their ability to discriminate and decide, because, in order to decide, you must discriminate by definition. And what we're doing is we're replacing it, and when I say we, not you and I, most likely listening to this, but just broadly speaking on a societal basis, we're replacing with conformist, collectivist rules and ways of being based on what some rulers' notion of morality is, as opposed to what our individual notion and moral compass dictates, and it's madness. In this pursuit of equality, we're killing the ability to be unique and human, which is what makes us special. I mean, the very definition of original thinking or of being different is the antithesis to conformity and equality. They move in opposite directions. If we force conformity onto individuals and strip them of their freedom for some short-sighted notion of equality, we literally destroy the very essence of what makes life special. A perfect example is look at the people that we aspire to be like, or that we're inspired by in life. I'm just gonna rattle off a bunch of names. I mean, everyone from Moses to Jesus to Alexander the Great, Caesar, William Wallace, Joan of Arc, Eminem, Kurt Cobain, Beyonce, Tupac, Kanye West, fucking Batman, George Orwell, Dostoevsky, Jordan Peterson, Solzhenitsyn, Rothbard, Einstein, Tesla, Newton, Peter Thiel, Oprah, Elon Musk, Steve fucking Jobs, Terence Kenner, Mandela, Gandhi, Ernest Shackleton, Alan Watts, Bruce Lee, The Wright Brothers, Maradona, Banksy. I mean, even movies, Ocean's 11, The Matrix, V for Vendetta, Fight Club. All of these things, what are they about? They're about someone pushing against the conformity that's being imposed upon the individuals in society. It's about people thinking differently. It's about going against the grain. It's about being different. It's not about being equal. That is not a message of inspiration. A message of inspiration is about the struggle, the sacrifice, the journey of the individual, who then inspires us to all be better individuals ourselves. And I don't care whether they're entrepreneurs, explorers, philosophers, musicians, actors, writers, psychologists, leaders, comic book heroes, warriors, or your best friend. What defines all of those who are memorable, those journeys, those stories that are memorable, is that they chose to be free. They didn't choose to stand in, but to stand out. The very archetypal heroes, you know, we aspire to, like, they are free and flawed individuals. Free and flawed is extremely important because that's where the value in life lies. Life is not about perfection. You know, whichever central planner thinks that they can, you know, manage human beings and, you know, more broadly, the collection of human beings, the crowds, is mad. There's no such thing. You know, that by the definition is leading towards staleness, towards death, not towards life. Life is about free expression and discovery. It's a messy process, but therein lies the beauty of life and art. I mean, Beauty and the Beast, Wally and Eva, Tristan and Isolde, Bonnie and Clyde, Romeo and Juliet, these are all stories about liberation of, you know, the protagonists. It's about, you know, love is about liberation. Love is about freedom. Love is about choice. Not about being told, you know, to fit in and do, you know, and have some, you know, institution tell you what is right and what is wrong, so that way you don't have to think about it. Being different and thinking different, these are things that are only possible when you have a system that is optimized for freedom, and it's fundamentally antithetical to conformity. As an extension, it's fundamentally antithetical to this pursuit of equality, which is madness. Monocultures, that's what's created by going down that path, but monocultures cannot, by definition, breed, you know, uniqueness in thought. You know, they cannot breed diversity. For those of you who are all about diversity, you better think logically about what diversity actually means. By stripping people of their ability to discriminate, by forcing equality upon people, you're actually killing your outcome. You're killing the ability to have diversity of thought, diversity of passion, diversity of view, diversity of culture. You know, it's extremely important. You know, culture eats all these other crap, you know, politics and fucking racism, all that crap for breakfast. Culture is a voluntary coming together of people's preferences and their values. It's far more powerful. It's mimetic as opposed to draconian measures that some sort of authoritarian institution wants to impose from its, you know, self-imposed moral higher ground. So monocultures, you know, they cannot by definition breed diversity. Number one, you know, they become barren, dry, unidirectional, and gray. Whereas freedom, whilst it may be messy, is where all the color is. That's colors by definition are messy. There's not a single color. You want to look at what conformity does? Go to ex-communist countries, socialist countries, and you see what the buildings and everything are like. It's just these grey slabs of concrete that just look the same across every building. It's disgusting. So, I mean, music, another example. Melody. Melody is the difference in sounds. It's the ups and downs. You wanna know what a conformist equal song sounds like? Turn on a song with a single note and let that run for 4 minutes. See what that does to you. You know, it's about the ups and downs. There's no such thing as equality anywhere in nature. And trying to force natural beings like human beings, for example, into unnatural states and society is not only stupid, you know, it's not only criminal, but it's sad. Free expression is where real emotional, personal art comes from. That's where the beauty of life comes from. You want to kill that for some, you know, misguided notion of equality? Like, look at the predictable, overly politicized bullshit that we see today, you know, from these woke brands or these woke celebs who are just parroting the same shit that the last moron parroted because it sounds politically correct. And there's nothing unique here. There's nothing original. It doesn't take courage to say what the last moron said. You know, it takes courage, strength, passion, and bravery to be different. And that's what we kill. If we lead with equality and conformity, as opposed to freedom and individualism. And I mean, that's not a world I want to be a part of. I don't know if it's a world you want to be a part of. I don't know, you know, what drugs you're on, but you know, it would be a sad, drab, boring ass world if we were all the same. You know, what makes life interesting? What makes all of our journeys interesting is the differences. It's the uniqueness. It's the fact that we can discriminate on so many different levels. It's the fact that we can voluntarily choose who we want to be, who we want to spend time with. We kill that by optimizing for equality. These base incentives really, 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 really matter. And they basically set the direction in which society trends towards. And you know, it's not, what I'm not saying is that I am equality today and then tomorrow we, you know, turn into North Korea. It's not what happens, but over time that's the direction. And then what ends up happening is it's just like when there's a brilliant study, multiple studies done of this, of how people who like even in the concentration camps, you know, the Nazi soldiers, how they behaved and how they went from being normal soldiers to being these brutal fucking overlords, killing people in concentration camps. It didn't happen overnight. They weren't some originally fucking evil people. What happened was they had a conformist attitude, and they were told by some higher moral agency that, you know, they decided to empower, to do something, you know, slightly outside of what they felt was moral, but because it was told to them that it was moral, you know, it pushed them a little bit in that direction. And then again, you know, pushed them a little bit more, and, you know, then they start to justify, well, you know, I've come this far, so, you know, a little bit more won't hurt, and a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And you do that 10, 20, 30, 40 times, and you end up out here, if we can see this on the thing, out here, and you started over here. And the difference is day and night. The difference from here being like, you know, I would never torture an innocent human being, to over here, it's just my job, and it's been my job. And this is the danger of optimizing a society for conformity and equality, is because you start with, you know, one argument for equality, which, you know, may be closer to, you know, what's natural and organic. And then, you know, you take a further step out, you take a further step out, you take a further step out. And then all of a sudden, you know, you've got these rules that come in that are much more like, you know, communist in nature, or, you know, CCP in nature, and then, you know, further down the track, North Korean in nature, or, you know, Nazi Germany in nature, in terms of their idea for what conformity and equality means. But it's a very, very slippery slope, and I think what people don't understand is how quickly things can devolve, how second, third, fourth, fifth order consequences can quickly cascade when you take a direction that is not rooted in an intelligent first principle. And this is why, purity tests, that people say libertarians are assholes because all they care about is, purity of, of the ideology. But if you don't start from that basis, you quickly drift off into ideas and notions that are not rooted in something sound or something that makes fucking logical, natural first principle sense. It's kind of like when you're running a business, you set your mission and your values, and that's the filter through which then you drive every other decision. If the filter through which you manage society is equality, then the decisions you end up making are going to trend towards a conformist, equality type society, and you're going to discard the optimization for freedom. And that's a very drab society. So I'm going to finish off on a couple notes here. Like I mentioned North Korea and China, if you want a society that is quite equal, where you have a bunch of drones, because North Korea is a great example, China's quickly becoming that. I mean, if you want to live in a society where, your value is rated by some centralized social credit system, that tracks what you think, what you buy, what you liked on social media, who you talk to, who you associate with, the music you listen to, or whatever other thing that they're tracking, and have that be the basis for which your value as a human being is determined, by all means, go live in China. I personally refuse to live in a society like that, and I refuse to stand by as morons perpetuate the idea of collectivism, which only leads towards a society like that. Another good visual, again, as I mentioned WALL-E earlier, it's if you haven't watched that movie, I suggest you watch it. It's really profound. It's a Pixar movie from memory. I think it's Pixar, it could be DreamWorks, but it's a story about this little robot who is, left on Earth to sort of crunch garbage, and a robot comes from a spaceship that's a bit more futuristic and everything, looking for signs of life. And little WALL-E, found this little sign of life, and she finds him, and all this sort of stuff happens. And effectively, they have to go back to the ship, she needs to finish her mission, and they sort of fall in love. But where I'm getting to in the story is when they get back to the humans in there, the humans are these fat slobs that are basically sitting on these chairs, and they're completely zoned into their, it's kind of like a television screen where, they don't get up and walk anymore. They're not, they don't think for themselves anymore. They're just distracted by what's in front of them in the screen, which is really reminiscent in a way of today's society, is that we're all distracted by shit that we see from mainstream media. We get flooded with fucking crap. And instead of focusing on ourselves as individuals, instead of focusing on bettering ourselves, instead of focusing on freedom, we get flooded with shit so that we're all, pushed towards this conformist nature, so that we don't question the status quo, so that we don't fucking think for ourselves, so that we don't take responsibility or personal agency for anything. And what WALL-E does and goes in there with Eva is that they go and they break that. So the ship, I think it was, that was kind of trying to block, I think, the captain from taking back control, getting that freedom back. It was trying to keep them all subdued and basically under a form of hypnosis to do nothing. Whereas life was discovered, and what was required to nurture life was humans to go back to be free, to be ripped out of the matrix, to get out of the screen that they're being, the information that they're being flooded with, to fucking numb their brains and numb their bodies. So unfortunately, it's kind of the direction that we're headed in life. I hope that my words and this channel, and many others who are running their own channels, we sort of act as a as a beacon of, you know, call it hope or sense or logic or just, you know, a contrary voice to remind you of the importance of the individual, the importance of freedom, the importance of personal agency and responsibility, as opposed to just being another fucking drone that agrees with what the politicians say or what mainstream media says or what some woke fucking corporates say and just parroting the same shit over again. Have some fucking courage and be different. That's my call to arms here. You know, I'll finish on two last quick points. So, you know, to grow at an individual level and by its logical extension for the, you know, at the level of the organism, humanity, we have to move outside of what's known. We have to move beyond the comfort zone. But this is only possible, again, with freedom. The definition of equality and conformity and, you know, that route of optimization is one where we remain in comfort zones, where we remain in the known. Freedom is the ability to move outside of that. And it's dangerous, it's risky, it's scary, it's messy, it's fucking unfair, it's unequal by definition. It's where all the passion, the energy, the color of fucking life exists versus the dark, drab, boring ass fucking equality and conformity type optimization. You know, struggle. You know, we've tried to sanitize society so much and cushion society and try and remove struggle, remove pain. But these things are so fundamental to the evolution and development of the human on a spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental level that the more you remove those things, the weaker one becomes. You know, the more you remove personal agency, the less somebody is able to make their own decisions. Struggle is the very definition of being alive. You know, the more we push for equality and eliminate the freedom to choose, or the freedom to discriminate, or the freedom to speak, or the freedom to transact, the freedom to think, the more we sterilize the life out of life. Like, literally, we're sterilizing life. We're removing life from the equation of life. It's not a world, you know, I'm interested in being a part of. I'm much, 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 much happier trading safety, conformity, equality for risk, for freedom, for choice. That's a world that requires courage, bravery, strength, and it comes with the trade-offs of struggle, of pain, some suffering. But that's where the spirit is built, that's where muscle is built, that's where the mind is built, that's where the emotions are built. Not in the alternative, you know, world of distraction, of numbness, of blindness, of ignorance, of painlessness, of comfort. Fuck that. So this is a call to, you know, to the, you know, to men, women, whatever the fuck you decide to label yourself as these days. This is a call to the human inside of you, to the fucking spirit inside of you, to decide to claim your own sovereignty, to choose freedom well before you choose equality, to optimize your life in that direction. Because the more free individuals we have, the more individuals who choose to take responsibility for themselves with their own personal agency, the more we're going to inspire others to do the same, and the more we'll have the opportunity to build a society of strength and of beauty and of color, as opposed to a society of conformity, of grayness, and of boredom, of safety. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please share it out to people. You know, there's a lot of talk about equality, and, you know, I hope that I've spoken some sense in here. And, you know, if there's people that you think will benefit from listening to this, hopefully, you know, sparks that. If I can help, you know, introduce doubt into people's minds who've just bought into the notion of equality, I'm happy. If I can also help to inspire deeper thought to people who are sort of on the fence and make them realize how important freedom of thought and freedom of speech and freedom to choose is, I've done my job. So thank you again for listening. Share this episode around, subscribe to the channel. I've got heaps of content coming. I'm going to be just babbling over the next couple of weeks and just pumping out as many episodes as I can. So thank you again. Continue to wake up. That's what this channel is about. And I'll chat to you again soon. Peace out.